Chapter 39. How different the man who devotes himself to the study of the law of the Most High. He explores the wisdom of the men of old and occupies himself with the prophecies. He treasures the discourses of famous men and goes to the heart of involved sayings. He studies obscure parables and is busied with the hidden meanings of the sages. He is in attendance on the great and has entrance to the ruler. He travels among the peoples of foreign lands to learn what is good and evil among men. His care is to rise early to seek Yahweh his Maker, to petition the Most High, to open his lips in prayer, to ask pardon for his sins. Then, if it pleases Yahweh Almighty, he will be filled with the spirit of understanding. He will pour forth his words of wisdom and in prayer give thanks to Yahweh, who will direct his knowledge and his counsel as he meditates upon his mysteries. He will show the wisdom of what he has learned and glory in the law of Yahweh's covenant. Many will praise his understanding. His fame can never be effaced. Unfading will be his memory. Through all generations his name will live. The congregation will speak of his wisdom, and the assembly will sing his praises. While he lives, he is one out of a thousand, and when he dies, his renown will not cease. Once more I will set forth my theme, to shine like the moon in its fullness. Listen, my faithful children. Open up your petals, like roses planted near running waters. Send up the sweet odor of incense. Break forth in blossoms like the lily. Raise your voices in a hymn of praise. Bless Yahweh for all he has done. Proclaim the greatness of his name. Loudly sing his praises. With music on the harp and all stringed instruments, sing out with joy as you proclaim, all the works of God are good. In its own time, every need is supplied. No cause to say, what is the purpose of this? For in God's time, all things will be sought after. At his word, the waters become still as in a flask. He had but to speak, and the reservoirs were made. He has but to command, and his will is done. Nothing can limit his achievement. The works of all men are present to him. Not a thing escapes his eye. His gaze spans all the ages. Is there any counting what he achieves? To him there is nothing small or insignificant, and nothing resists or surprises him. No cause then to say, what is the purpose of this? Everything is chosen to satisfy a need. His blessing overflows like the Nile. Like the Euphrates, it enriches the surface of the earth. Again, his wrath expels the nations and turns fertile land into a salt marsh. For the virtuous, his paths are level. To the haughty, they are steep. From the beginning, he provided good things for the good, but for the wicked, good things and bad. Chief of all needs for human life are water and fire, iron and salt, the heart of wheat, milk and honey, the blood of the grape, and oil and cloth. For the good, all these are good. But for the wicked, they turn out evil. There are storm winds created to punish, which in their fury can dislodge mountains. When destruction must be, they hurl all their force and appease the anger of their maker. Fire and hail, famine, disease, these too were created for punishment. Ravenous beasts, scorpions, vipers, and the avenging sword to exterminate the wicked. All these were created to meet a need and are kept in his storehouse for the proper time. In doing his bidding, they rejoice. In their assignments, they do not disobey his command. So from the first, I took my stand and wrote down as my theme, the works of the Lord are all of them good. Every need, when it comes, he fills. No cause then to say, this is not as good as that. For each shows its worth at the proper time. So now with full joy of heart proclaim and bless the name of the Holy One.